VOA News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A former U.S. Marine has become the first American citizen known to have been killed fighting in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
His mother tells CNN 22-year-old Willie Joseph Cancel was killed Monday working with a military contracting company, fighting alongside men from a number of countries. Rebecca Cabrera says her son believed in what Ukraine's fighting for and wanted to be part of it so that American troops would not have to get involved. The State Department says it's aware of the reports but has not confirmed Cancel's death. It says Americans should not travel to Ukraine due to the war and Russian security officials singling out U.S. citizens. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry on Friday released a video showing an injured British man captured in Ukraine being questioned by unidentified Russian forces. The man, who said his name was Andrew Hill and spoke with a British accent, was shown with a bandaged left arm, some sort of makeshift bandage around his head, and blood on his right arm. The Russian defense ministry said he had surrendered to Russian troops in the Mykolaiv region of southwestern Ukraine. Britain's foreign ministry did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The captured man told his Russian questioners that he was from Plymouth in southern England and had four children and a partner. He said that he traveled of his own accord to help Ukraine. Russian soldiers took his passport, he said. Russia calls the invasion it launched on February 24th a special operation to disarm Ukraine and protect it from fascists. Ukraine and the West say the fascist allegation is baseless and that the war is an unprovoked act of aggression. This is VOA News. The European Union has warned its members